This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. KE2GDQ. K2PCB here. Yeah, I'm cruising along. I'm still in Alden, but just coming out of the village, and I see a stretch of road here where they're doing some road work on the shoulder. And I know over there in Lancaster on Broadway, they put up some new guardrails. And it looks like they cleared off the edge of the road. I wonder if they're putting in some more guardrail. There's a little bit of a swampy section there, but nothing major. And I'm curious as to what's driving that. I thought it was something for the town of Lancaster at first, but that's now Alden back there. Interesting. Yeah, if there was anything in, you know, Lancaster B or anything, obviously I wouldn't have seen it. But, yeah, how's your morning going so far?
Yeah, I saw those guardrails last time I went out to the club, and I saw that they were putting up guardrails. I don't get the Lancaster B, so I don't know if there was anything in there. So far this morning, I'm doing pretty good. I did my shoulder exercises, and... just trying to figure out what I need to do today.
So what are your big projects that are contenders for taking up your time?
Well, getting the Dodge inspected tomorrow, so I will probably do a little work on that to clean it out before I take it to the garage, because I do have a fair amount of stuff in the cab that I'd like to get out. So I'll probably work on that a little bit. Lawn looks like it needs to be mowed, so I'll probably cut that today sometime. Maybe do some reloading. We'll see how things go.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah, I know Lynn was saying there was some threat of rain coming up. And yesterday she was... But, yeah, I think it was last night she was commenting about, oh, I wonder how Saturday is going to be for your ham fest. And then, you know, oh, we've got some rain coming. And, okay, so I know she's thinking along those lines. And then she this morning was like, oh, did you see the latest weather? It's going to be 90 and sunny for Saturday. I'm like, perfect. She, no, that's too hot now. Stop making excuses. You can sit in the truck with the air conditioning again. As long as it's not raining, because, yeah, people will come out if it's, you know, hot and sunny, but people won't come out if it's raining. So that could kill that event. And obviously, for mowing the lawn, everything else is should be fair game. I assume you would take your truck over to get inspected even if it was downpouring, right?
Yeah, I need to get it inspected, so I would drive it. I prefer not to drive in the rain. I mean, it's not a trailer queen by any stretch of the imagination, so I keep it in the garage, and as long as I get all the water off it and get it dried, it'll be fine.
Yeah, as you wipe down the outside, you just can't really get that undercarriage. And then there's going to be spots that are going to, you know, pool water anyway. So yeah, out of the elements with ventilation, I guess that makes sense. That makes me think of this truck here, because I was going to trade it in. I wasn't going to hold on to it for too long, but it just didn't seem right to trade it in at the point where the warranty expired. And I ran the last one to 90,000. This one, I'm just over 30. Let's see, 31.4. The 30 it ran out the warranty. And but there's nothing that's catching my eye, so I'll just keep driving it for a little while. But one thing I did with the last truck was get it undercoated every year. This one, I did not get it undercoated because I was going to trade it in. And I wonder if I should do it. But if I do, I know I waited a long time. I waited, you know, 3 years, 2.5 years, whatever it was. And I would maybe like something different. That undercoated material that I got from, oh, Schmitz Auto Body and Glass there, whatever they use deteriorates all of the seals and gaskets, you know, your hood gasket, and any rubbers, all of the door trims, it makes them all swell. And it swells unevenly, and it's just atrocious looking. So I felt that really killed some of the value. But then when they traded it in, they didn't care. They were probably just going to pop it off and put on new ones. But yeah, I'd want to look around for something different. And then maybe I'll ask you, do you undercoat your vehicles, and do you have one material that you swear by?
After I bought the Ford Ranger, I started undercoating that at Carwell. PJ said he used to use Carwell on his first Toyota that he had. You know, he'd had it since I'd been there. So I started doing that every year. Matter of fact, I've got to call him and make an appointment. But I've been doing that every year. As far as my wife's car, we never did get that undercoated. But she always went through Delta Sonic on a regular basis, especially during the winter. And mechanics have said that it looks great for being like a 13, 14-year-old car now. I do believe in the Carwell stuff. Doesn't seem to swell the gaskets like you were saying. This is KE2GDQ.
Yep, K2PCB. And anyone else out there, Ross, jump in anytime. Carwell. I've heard of somebody talking about that. Is that over on Commerce by chance, or where is that?
It's over near the Forks Fire District, Firehouse. It's kind of off Broadway, but there's actually a street that kind of runs parallel to Broadway down by that intersection of Union and Broadway. I can't remember the name off the top of my head.
Okay, is it the one that literally runs behind the Forks Fire Department there?
That is correct.
Okay, I've never been back in there. I always just assumed it was, you know, rear access to the fire department and, you know, those few businesses that are along the road near the intersection. But, okay, so there's something else in there. Okay, I'll have to look into that.
Yeah, the address is 58 Ellicott Road in Cheektowaga. I've had good luck. The guy that I take, there's a guy that we take our cars to, our vehicles, every year to be detailed. He swears by the Carwell products, too. He said keep that undercoated helps protect that undercarriage.
Yeah, I was unloading some groceries the other day, and I'm looking in the rear wheel well, and, you know, I'm looking at the leaf springs and everything. Everything, you know, still has some good coating on them. You know, not just leaf springs, but I was looking in that area, and everything looked good, but I didn't crawl under. And, still a little dirty. Could definitely use a car wash with an underspray, but I don't want to get to the point where I start looking under and go, oh, crap, look at all that rust. The last vehicle did great. I mean, it was like, I don't want to say sticky, but it was a sticky, oily mess under it, and it worked. It just ruined the gaskets, ruined the seals. I shouldn't say seals, just the gaskets. If it was ruining seals, CV joint covers or boots and, you know, tie rod end, the rubber and everything. If it was, I didn't know. I actually don't know if I really did too much maintenance along those lines in those 90,000. It ran pretty good. For the most part, if I had anything done, when I was getting new tires or something, it didn't stick with me. But Carwell. Carwell, that's a good name. All right, I've got 640. I'm going to guess Ross has to be close if he's coming to work today.
I'm not close at all. I'm just leaving Alden now. My daughter visited me this morning. She's got her, she's all excited. She wanted to get dressed already and everything, so I helped her with that. She's got a field trip today. She's going to go to the zoo, so. Yeah, she's going to have fun. She's going to have a lot better day than I am. I would like to go to the zoo, but yeah. Their end of year field trip before the end of the school year.
How many more days does she have?
She has the rest of this week, and then she's got next week, and then I think next week Friday is her last day. She's got a few half days in there too, but she's essentially she's pretty much done after this week.
Yeah, I don't get the half days, especially for that age group. And I only say that, you know, it's cool for the kids, but it's a disruption to the parents. Now it's 2 days. You have to get out of work early or make arrangements to have your kids picked up or whatnot, rather than just, okay, tomorrow you're not in school anymore. And maybe it's a way to transition. That's cool. It'll be soon then. Yeah, I missed those days of looking forward to summer vacation. Similar to what Brad's experiencing, I guess. I've got 6:42, so I'll probably make this my final. So perfect timing, Ross. I'll hand it over to you here in a couple seconds. And now you got me thinking about school and summer, and you know, actually my brain quickly went to grade school and some of those last days of the year where you're singing on the bus, you know, no more pencils, no more books, and all those various kids rhymes and such. Yeah, my brain is wandering right now. Good reminiscing. All right, this is K2PCB. I'll turn it over to whoever wants to pick it up, maybe your next Brad. I'll listen out for a second, but then I'm going to head in. This is K2PCB. Good morning, 73.
All right, I'll say good morning to Brad, KD2GDQ. KD2PT, good morning, Brad.